tell me about yourself, as much as you want to share.
Look, I mean, you start off with, look, I'm the Pennsylvania Auditor General. I'm a dad. I'm a fitness nut. And I'm a sports fan and a Star Wars fan. And I'm sort of all of that wrapped up. As the Auditor General, I believe in transparency, holding people accountable. I think, and that extends not just in my public life, but also in my fitness stuff. I mean, I have a trainer that holds me accountable. And as a coach, I coach assistant high school football and baseball coach and American Legion baseball coach. I hold my players accountable fairly, but hold them accountable. And same thing as a dad. So, you know, even as a friend. And so that's a streak that has run through me from the time I was very young. And so it really was a perfect fit for me being the state fiscal watchdog. And I think would be a good fit in Washington, D.C., as someone that wants to hold powerful people accountable, but also work in pragmatic ways to get things done. Because in my life, I'm just, hey, what's the best way to get this done? Not an ideologue on any side. You know, certainly I'm a Democrat and proud of that, but what's the best way to get stuff done? That's a streak that's run through my whole life.
And tell me a little bit more about your life now. I mean, was politics a dream of yours when you were growing up?
No, I wanted to play in the major leagues and I wanted to be a Jedi. Still trying to be a Jedi. And I say that somewhat tongue in cheek and somewhat seriously. But you know, they had other guys in the majors that threw a little harder than 84 miles an hour. So I ended up playing for one of the best Division III baseball teams in the country. I actually beat some Division I schools. But when you actually start competing with people at that level, you start to realize, I remember when I had to try with the Kansas City Royals, and I remember thinking, I should be sticking out a little more here. But yeah, that was what I thought about when I was a kid. Trying to be Luke Skywalker and trying to be a Major League Baseball player.
Well, you could definitely do one, that's for sure.
That's right, yeah.
Why Congress and why now? I mean, other than the fact that you'll be termed out.
Well, the biggest reason is because I really debated other options, right? I mean, was I going to run for potentially governor or U.S. Senate in a couple years or the House now or go do something else in life? And I thought with my skills, my background, my significant disagreements with Congressman Perry and his style of leadership and the challenges that the country was going to be facing in the next term in Congress, that I thought my style of leadership could serve this district and the country at a critical juncture.
So I guess I'm curious if you win this election, would be a single congressman, what would you do to work with the other side of the aisle?
I would, when I said publicly and to others, I would join the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is a group equal number of Republicans and Democrats from the ideological spectrum of both parties, and sit down with them. And one of the things I would push them on is, let's find some confidence building measures that we can work on. And I know that just sitting around going, oh, we're all going to sing Kumbaya to fix healthcare. But for example, the one thing I'll throw on is, hey, here's my one idea I want to throw on the table. We've got, obviously I did this work as Auditor General. We've got a nationwide problem on untested rape kits. Let's work together to get rid of the backlog of untested rape kits across the country. Bring some of these creeps that have harmed mostly women, but certainly some men and certainly some in the LGBTQ community. Let's bring some of these creeps to justice and let's do it together. And let's show people that we can work together on something that is not an ideological problem, but is a problem in the United States. That's one way. And then I think sometimes confidence breeds confidence. Oh, well, nobody got mad. We worked together. We got this done. And let's try to find some other areas where we can get something similar done. That would be my approach.
Do you see the White House as a strategy in that or as an impediment?
It's a very nice big building that I've actually only been in once on a tour. Maybe twice. Yeah, twice on a tour. Look, if I'm a member of Congress, I'm sure that I say this somewhat tongue in cheek. I'm sure every member of Congress gets frustrated with the White House and every White House gets frustrated with Congress. You know what? That's fine. That's the way our system should be. If I'm a member of Congress, when I'm a member of Congress, my job is to represent this district and to do the best I can for the people of this district and our nation. And that may mean I'll be in agreement with the president. That may mean I'm in disagreement with the president. That is part of the job.
What do you feel the people of this district need in particular from their congressman?
Well, right now we need someone that can bring people together, not someone who, similar to what our member of Congress did about a week ago, and say that George Floyd and other people of color who've died at the hands of police were sensationalized, which was crazy. We don't need a member of Congress who goes out of his way to say systemic racism doesn't exist, and who goes out of his way to say, generally speaking, students can't pass on COVID to their teachers because of some unnamed German study. I mean, so that's, we'll just start that for starters. Two, I want to make sure that small businesses and individuals in this district, especially during COVID, get the help they need so they can stay in their homes, stay in their apartments, and be able to stay alive while we try to find a vaccine so we can get back to some semblance of normal. That would be something that this district desperately needs right now and isn't getting, and certainly would get if I'm honored to be their member of Congress.
So since the question was posed to Congressman Perry, I'll pose it to you. Does systemic racism exist?
Yes, it does. All you have to do is look at our criminal justice system. Look, I visited my dad in prison when he was incarcerated. I've seen what the criminal justice system looks like and the incarceration rates based on population. You just look at marijuana enforcement. I mean, it's clear. Now, when you say that, most people aren't racist, obviously, but there are systemic racism problems in the United States. And look at our criminal justice system and the investment in our public schools. Look at, what we spend per child in some of our urban schools versus some of our non-urban schools. And you see, we have a problem here. That doesn't mean we haven't made tremendous progress in the country. We certainly have. But the greatness of America is we can do even better. And as a member of Congress, I'm going to fight to make sure we do better.